Good evening. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Ordinarily, have the opportunity to learn together on Motzei Shabbos. Tonight is Sunday evening, and it's a pleasure to be able to share some Torah together. This past Shabbos, we laid Parshas Parah, and the Parsha of Parah, the Parah Aduma, begins Zos Chukas Torah Asher Tziva Hashem LeMoshe. This is the chok. This is the rule. This is the law of the Torah, and then proceeds to describe in great detail the liturgy and the ritual of Parah Aduma. Now, this is a strange way to introduce a mitzvah. Even if it is a chok, it is a law that defies rational explanation. It's still a strange way to introduce it. Most mitzvahs are not introduced by the type of mitzvah that it is. If it's a chok, you can figure that out, right? And there are other chukim in the Torah. The Rambam famously teaches that the laws of kashrus are a chok, right? So it doesn't we don't start the parsha zos chukas haTorah et cetera, et cetera. So what is this? What is the meaning here of zos chukas haTorah? So I want to talk about the Parah Aduma. I share with you three points. Point note, and they're all bound together by the notion that the idea of Parah Aduma is not simply a mitzvah in and of itself, that is one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, but from one perspective or from a certain perspective, it defines the entire enterprise of the Torah. Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is, in a certain sense, the definition of the Torah. So I want to share with you three aspects of Parah Aduma that really redound to the entire experience of what it means to be an Eved Hashem and somebody who is loyal to the Torah and somebody whose life is defined by Torah and Avodas Hashem. So the first is what the unique anomaly of Parah Aduma. And the Parah Aduma famously is mitame es hatahorim u'mitayr es hatameim. In other words, that when one goes through the ritual of the Parah Aduma, the person who is tamei mes becomes tahor, and then the kohen who is administering this ritual becomes tamei. Exactly who becomes tamei is somewhat of a debate, but Pashto, simply speaking, the kohen who administers the ritual becomes tamei, and herein lies the first integral criteria or definition of what it means to be an Eved Hashem, and that is that a Jew, in the soul of a Jew does chesed, a Jew does kindness for another human being, irrespective of the fact that it's going to cost them, irrespective of the fact that it's going to mean a measure of sacrifice. And actually, the fact that my doing good for another human being is a sacrifice and actually costs me something, that is gufa, that is precisely the type of chesed that defines the Jewish experience and the Jewish personality. And that is, because what did the Kohen get? The Kohen got nothing. The Kohen got nothing except a cost. He helped another Jew become tahor, and the only thing that he has to show for it is that he himself becomes tamei. This is a chelek of the identity of what it means to be a Jew. So that's number one. Number two is that Parah Aduma itself, as we know, as we said, is a chok. A chok is a rule that defies rational explanation. And Rabbeinu Nissim, in his drashos, famously says that there is a value to a chok, and the value to a chok, and really this can be generalized to Torah more generally speaking. But the value of a chok is that most other systems of civil society in the world are there in order to create a civil society. Most other, or perhaps all other systems of society in the world are based on human logic. And common sense. What is good? There's a guiding question. What is good for society? And if it makes sense that it's good for society, then you employ the law. But a chok is not like that. A chok we do simply because it's a gzera from Hashem. Hashem decreed it. And regardless of the fact that we can come up with all types of ideas and understandings and perspectives to make the experience of the mitzvah more deep and more profound and more rich, but we do the mitzvah simply because it's a chok. And that's it. It's not because it makes sense to me. A person who does mitzvahs that makes sense to them is, in essence, saying, I serve Hashem at the altar of my own intellect. Because if something doesn't make sense to me, then I don't do it. If it doesn't fit my conception, then of what is logical and what is meaningful, then I can cast it aside. So to be an observer of Dvar Hashem, all mitzvahs, not just the chok mitzvahs. The chok mitzvahs are just an example of how we should really apply ourselves to all mitzvahs. And that is to look at all mitzvahs as simply a gzeira from Hashem. As Rashi says, Lefisha satan v'umos ha'olam monin es Yisrael lomar. Ma mitzvah hazo, suma tam yesh ba. What's this mitzvah? What reasoning does it have behind it? Lefikach chasabah chukah gzeira himil fanai. So that's why Paraduma is called Echo. But the Ran says that you can generalize that. And when a person is in connects to Dvar Hashem because it's a chok, there is a great benefit to it. And I'll tell you what it is. It's twofold. Number one is there is a more resilient type of commitment to Dvar Hashem. When a person does something, it makes sense. You can have all types of intellectual justifications why this is mutter, why that's mutter, why this is us, or why, get around the halacha, make a loophole, But when a person comes to Dvar Hashem as a gzeira, then when push comes to shove, and when you're really at the wall and you have to make a decision, is this real? Is this my commitment? Is this something I'm going to do? Or am I going to fall prey to the pressures of whatever it is that is pushing me to violate my commitment? If I engage in mitzvahs from the perspective of seichel, of what makes sense and what is logical and what is understandable, then the human mind is greatly capable of coming up with all types of justifications to get out of it. But when I come to my observance from a perspective of chok, then that is rock solid. I'll give you an example of where this can really become truly detrimental. If I look at, for example, Losirtzach, what could be more logical than Losirtzach, right? If you need to create a civil society, you have to have thou shalt not kill in it, right? But if that's how you look at Losirtzach, is that it is a sensible way to organize society, I can organize a society in all types of ways where certain people you're allowed to kill. In the past 2 decades, for example, there's been a movement at least in the United States of America, perhaps in Western Europe as well, to either deny or limit medical care, health care to infirm elderly people over the age of 80 or 85. Because, like, why waste resources on people like that? They're just going to die soon anyway. So if your experience of creating a law is based on what is logical and sensible, the human mind and the society can create all types of criteria that are really corrupt at their core. If I look at Losirtzach as simply a way to organize society, well, I can create a society where it is ethical, logical, and legal to kill 6 million Jews. So Losirtzach, you would think, is the most obvious of the most sensible halachas, of some most sensible mitzvahs. But no, when it comes to mitzvahs, even though we can understand many of them, we have to address our connection to mitzvahs from the perspective of chok, because that enables us to truly live a life of honor and dignity and morality and ethics, because it is the ethics of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not the ethics that develops from my own mind. And second of all, it is a rock solid commitment to doing what is right, even when the pressures are upon me to go against that value. Because if I'm doing it as a chok, there's nothing that can budge me. If I'm doing it based on my understanding, then my mind can come up with all types of justifications why why it's okay to do otherwise. So that's number two. Paraduma is a chok, and this is a second criteria of the definition of what it means to be a Jew. And thirdly, paraduma, won't be surprised to learn, paraduma is adam, it's red. What is the significance of the admimus, of the redness of the paraduma? So the Sforno and others say that the redness of the paraduma reflects the color of fire, ash. Now, if you look at fire, just to the naked eye, you can see a little blue, see a little yellow, you can see red. You know, we call it red hot fire, right? Red hot. So there's a redness to it. Redness is a symbol of fire. There's what we call the Esh Ocheles and the Esh Me'ira, a fire that destroys and a fire that brings light and warmth and heat. Very often, when we are faced with a choice to do an Avera or to refrain and to hold ourselves back from the impulse to sin, the Avera looks so sweet. It looks like an Esh Me'ira, but it's truly an Esh Ocheles. It's truly an Esh Ocheles. And this is the challenge of a Jew. How does a Jew find his way to what is truly an Esh Me'ira, truly the divine, the fire of light, and not the fire of death and destruction and corruption? How do you find that? How do you know? How do you overcome the Esh Ocheles, the Satan, the Yetzirah? And how do you cling to the Esh Me'ira, the fire of light and warmth? And the answer is, a person has to have Eish. They have to have fire in the belly. Fire in the belly. This is the essence of what it means to be a Jew. We just celebrated Purim, and on Purim we note the battle between Amalek and Am Yisrael. What's interesting, if you like gematrias, you like the one that I'm about to tell you. And if you don't like gematrias, you're probably not going to like this one either. But here's an amazing gematria. Amalek is 240, and Yisrael is also 240. If you take out the two letters Aleph and Sin. So Yisrael is 240 without those two letters, and Amalek is 240. What is the meaning of this gematria? The two letters that you have to take out from Yisrael that make Yisrael, or put into Yisrael, that make Yisrael different than Amalek, is the Aleph and the Shin. Eish, fire. A Jew has to have fire in their belly. They have to have a fire and a passion for the Ribbono Shel Olam, a passion for emes, a passion for authenticity, a passion for Ritzon Hashem, a passion for living a life of depth, of meaning, of purpose, of spiritual heft. A person has to have that Eish, that fire. And when they have that Eish, and that's the opposite of Amalek. Amalek is about throwing cold water on the fire. Asher kar chabaderech, kar milashon kor, cold. Amalek is about throwing cold water on that fire, dousing the fire. When a person lives a life without the Eish, without the fire in their belly for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is the pathway to Amalek. It's the pathway to all types of corruption and terrible types of a terrible type of living. At best, it's a meaningless and squalid and purposeless life. But with the Eish, with the fire in the belly, the sky is the limit. A person can live a life that is so profound and so rich and so deep and so meaningful and so lasting. And that is the third message of the Paraduma, its redness, the Eish. When a Jew has Eish, they can find their way to the true Eish HaMe'ira, to be ambassadors of the divine light of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world and bring the light and the warmth of Hashem into the world. So the Paraduma is indeed Zos Chukas HaTorah. It is the Chok of the Torah. It has within it the basic ingredients of what it means to be a Yid. Number one, we sacrifice for another. We don't just help one another when it's easy. We help one another even when the only thanks that I get is myself becoming tame, is a cost. Number two is we treat the Torah as a chok, even the mitzvahs that we can understand. We understand them, but we do them as a chok, and that creates a commitment which is rock solid. And it also ensures we don't bastardize the mitzvahs and somehow create a edifice in our minds, an intellectual edifice that undoes the actual mitzvah. that Lo Sirtzach only applies to these people and doesn't apply to those people. And finally, the redness of the Parah Aduma is the message that for a Jew to truly connect to their neshama, they have to have the fire in their belly, to have the Eish inside of them. And with these three together, those are the foundations, the building blocks for the entire Torah. Have a good night, and Yirtzeh Hashem. For those who want to hear me again, I'm usually on Motzei Shabbos. We'll see you then.
By the
Thank
way,
you.
the
Soon.
gematria of Amalek and Saddam Hussein is also the same number,
Oh, wow.
but with two olives. Thank you so
Okay.
much.
Okay, good night.